Jesus. So I just encourage you today, be ready. Ain't no doctor in heaven. So you got to be ready. Amen. And that's a sober, real part of life. We always think we got another day. We always think we got time to make the things right that we haven't made right. But the only one that knows when our appointed time is. Because the Bible says there's an appointed time that we all will die. Amen. And only God knows that appointed time. So we can make plans for the future, but only God knows. So it's so important. Don't count and leave God out. Can we say praise the Lord? If you're going to plan, make God a part of the plan. All right, y'all going to say this before I get it? The Bible says in Luke the 12th chapter, there was a certain rich man whose ground brought forth plentiful. And the rich man said, this will I do. Now, he looked at all he accomplished. After seeing all of his wealth, he said, this will what's that I do? This will I do. He said, I will tear down my barns and build greater. And I will say to my soul, this is what he said. He said, I'll say to my soul, take it easy, sit back, and look what you have done, have accomplished. And the Bible said, God said, thou fool. Well, what was the fool? You didn't make proper preparations. You were prepared for what you could get, and you left God out. That's foolish. Anytime we make plans and leave God out, that's foolish. God said, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. And I just want tonight, hallelujah, if God called our name, will we be able to say, I'll be somewhere listening for my name? Will we say, Lord, I'm ready? He said, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And then what fool shall that be that thou has a master? He said, so is he that is rich, but not rich in faith towards God. I'm telling you today, saints, be ready. Somebody said, well, I'm getting ready. How many of us know when our day is coming? None of us. But the one thing we know we ought to be,
ready.
We ought to be ready. The old song said, when he calls me,
I'll be ready.
When he calls me,
I'll be somewhere.
I'll be what? Somewhere listening. I wonder tonight if he calls you. It might not even be tonight, it could be this afternoon. If he calls you, will you say, I'll be somewhere? Or when you ask the Lord, give me just a little more time. It's so important today. Make your soul salvation the most important thing in your life. Make your soul the most important thing in your life. You know, I used to have a lot of secondary issues that I used to focus on. The only thing that counts my life is that I'm pleasing to God. I don't care about pleasing people. I don't care about accomplishments and stuff like that. You know, a lot of people say, well, can I just talk a little bit to you? So when you went to RPI, you did this, you did that, that's secondary. I learned something from my mother. My mother used to introduce me. She said, this is my son. She didn't say I was a fair football player. She didn't say he went to RPI and he had the dean list and all the qualifications and stuff. She said, this is my son, the preacher. The only thing that counted to her, that was important to her, was that I was in church and doing what God wanted me to do. And seeing that today, listen, accomplishments can be greater than, but it's only what you do for Christ that will last. Only what you do for Christ. So you can take away all my wealth and riches. I don't need earth's favor. I don't need that. Only thing I need is, they said, Jesus, Jesus. Right? Mr. Simon? Jesus, Jesus, I what?
God.
I got it on my mind. So if I can encourage you to do anything today, let's be ready. Not getting ready. All right, I have different stories of people that got ready, but God called them before they were ready. There's no longer time to focus on so many secondary insignificant things. You know, I think most of us
pretty, most of us are pretty smart. Let me ask you a question. If I said I'm going to give you $100 today, or $1 million if you wait till tomorrow, what would most of you do?
Wait till tomorrow.
That's a trick question. But that's what the devil gets us, focusing on the $100 today. Don't forget the $1 million in the comment in prayer. You know what? So we have actual. But in eternity, I have $1 million.
Yes.
I'm supposed to be preaching right now. I'm trying. I'm trying to get there. But I heard John say this. Let not your heart be troubled. In things that you believe in, God believe also in me.
Yes, Lord.
I ain't living no mansion. Am I living a mansion down here? When I go to Georgia, different places, I drive out of mansions. But he said, in my
Father's house.
Lord, thank you. Church ain't about you coming so you can have a good conscience. A to church in there, but I was in church on Sunday, but God bless me on Monday. That's not how God works. Church and coming to the church is a time when you empty out your self to God. So a lot of us come to church, some of men are so dignified, don't want to move too much. Women are so, whatever y'all are, living in church. I don't care. And she does look good, they had something on. But look at somebody saying, going to church is what you look like on the outside.
Yes, yes.
What if in church is what you got on the
inside?
Church is the Greek word ecclesia. That means you're called out. Ecclesia. God has called you out. Did God call you out and be part of the church to represent yourself? Are we supposed to be an ambassador of Christ? I'm in church. An ambassador represents the country from which they come. Amen? Is that what an ambassador does? An ambassador represents the country from where they come. We are an ambassador of Christ. And we represent heaven. We represent God. So when we walk, we represent because they were poor ambassadors.
Yes.
The Bible says your sin will.
Find
you might have not done it for many years, but your sin will.
Find
all right, let me just go over a few scriptures. Y'all say scriptures. You already preached. Well, no man gave his testimony and then he was in the testimony and then always give it again. But I didn't call him back for nothing, so he was giving a double back. All right, let us stand. Amen. I just want to go over this because we are allowing the devil to rob us of pleasures that God has for us. We are allowing the devil to rob us of a mind to be for God. So let's go to Genesis, the 50th chapter, and we'll just read a couple of these verses. I'm not going to say a whole lot more. Because I think the most important thing today is if we are ready. Just get yourself laying in the casket. Where would you be at this time? And I'm gonna read this. It'll tell something that came to my mind. I just didn't want to use it yesterday. Let me read this. Genesis 50, chapter verse 15. You go with me?
Yeah.
And when Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, they said, Joseph will peradventure pay us, and will certainly require us of all the evil which we give unto him. And they sent a message unto Joseph, saying, thy father did command before he died, saying, is this true or false? They're lying. Don't try to get a hidden life by telling a lie. Alright? So shall he say unto Joseph, forgive, I pray thee now, the trespass of thy brother. And listen, this was how many years? 20, 30, 40 years later. But they still remember their sins. Lord, thank you. Don't ever get to the place where you forget your wrong and get it right. Amen? He said, remember their sin, for they did unto thee
evil.
And now we pray thee, forgive the trespass of thy servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they came unto him. And his brethren also went and fell down before his face. And they said, behold, we be thy servants. And Joseph said unto them,
fear not.
See, you got the wrong thing, you got the things. You're afraid of me, he said, don't fear me. He says, fear not. For I am I in the Joseph said, please redirect your thinking. If the church ever needs some mind redirection, it's today. He said, don't fear me, I'm just a man. But you got to fear God. He said, but anybody, just let you know. But as for
you
thought evil against me.
But God did it not to good, to bring for as in this day, to save my people. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of the word, and the church said,
word of the Lord, and bless our
prayer. Amen. You may be seated. So Joseph's brethren were concerned, because they know they had done him wrong. Listen, in doing wrong, get it right early. If they know they had done it wrong, why did they wait all those years to ask for forgiveness? Think about that. Why did they wait until their father died to ask for forgiveness when they should have asked for forgiveness so much earlier? Don't ever get to a place with God where you forget your sins. Because your sins will. And the scripture says, blessed is the man whose sin is forgiven and whose sins are covered. Right? Well, if you try to cover your sin, it says you will not prosper. Right? So we need to not try to cover, but we need to be real. So his brothers were concerned. As long as they were leading and the father was alive and they had all the good things, they were satisfied. But when the father was taken away, their sin came back to mind. The evil that they had done came back to mind. I'm just wondering, how did they wait so many years? Think about it. To ask him for forgiveness. I heard Jesus say, if you don't forgive men, they're trespassing. Y'all talk to me. If you don't forgive men, they're trespassing. Mind the way you're forgiving yours. So we live in a world where we say, I forgive. But every time you get a chance to, you bring it up. That's why the Bible talks about rejoicing not in iniquity. If you really interpret that, then you stop bringing somebody's failure to face. You know how, thank God, not in this church, but you don't go to some places.
All right, preach.
Nobody goes to some places. But somebody's always bringing up somebody's failures. I will do this for you, but you remember what you did for me back in 1900? I never left right in 1900. So I'll be safe. That's wrong, brothers and sisters. Rejoice not in iniquity. You got to rejoice in the truth. And many of us are struggling, not because of God, but because we quote scriptures, but the scriptures are only in our mind and never be in our hearts. So the psalmist said, thy word that I hid in my mind. Thy word that I hid in my tongue. Thy word that I hid in my
heart.
That I might not sin against thee. When God's word is on the inside, he ain't a devil in hell. They ain't gonna tempt you. I don't care if your woman is the most handsome built man, they don't tempt you. And the reverse of the man, I don't care if the most beautiful woman. I got mine. They can't tempt you. Because the word is in your heart. So in your heart you say, I cannot sin against God because the word is bad. But Joseph's problem, brother's problem was, they even though they were in the house of Jacob, and we know he's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were in a godly house. But the word never entered their heart. And because the word didn't enter their heart, they couldn't think of forgiveness until they realized there may be some consequences. Lord, have mercy. Don't ever get to that place. I know y'all want me to preach, right? I can preach, you can shout. But what about the heart? The heart is what's down. So our message, if I were to have a message, would be, you meant it for evil. But God, Lord, thank you. You meant it for evil. But God,
amen.
God turned it around. You thought that was going to take me out. But God, you thought that was going to put me down.
Watch the rest.